USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Nearly a million people in California have been getting messages like this by phone.
Due to an elevated wildfire risk, Southern California Edison is monitoring conditions closely and may initiate preventative power shutoffs in your area.
And in fact, that and other utilities have shut off more than a half million homes and businesses in Northern California so far. That's because of concerns about strong Santa Ana winds, which could bring down power lines and power poles, causing fires in the dry conditions. The White House refusing to cooperate in the House impeachment inquiry. In a letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, the White House counsel is calling the investigation constitutionally invalid because the full House hasn't voted on impeachment. Two people fatally shot at a German synagogue this morning on Yom Kippur, and this is USA Radio News.
Starting route now. Turn right at Fortress Mountain. Turn left at Mount Hood. Head south to Moab, Utah. Continue on the Great North American Test Drive.
Run with us on a John Deere Gator XUV 835 with our quietest cab ever and optional heat and AC and a four-wheel independent suspension. It's built to run where no one else can. Nothing runs like a Deere. Search John Deere Gator for more.
Friends, the radio listener special is still going on at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one MyPillow premium pillows. Savings on Giza Dreams bed sheets, mattress toppers, go anywhere MyPillows. And, of course, body pillows. If you're a side sleeper, you need that. If you've got a dog you love, they have great dog beds. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Matt Lauer has just released a statement in which he denies claims made by a former NBC News employee that he raped her at the 2014 Sochi Olympics. Variety has reported that Brooke Neville's claims are being revealed in Ronan Farrow's new book, Catch and Kill. She claims the former Today Show host had sex with her in a hotel room after a night of drinking, but it was non-consensual in the sense that she was too drunk to consent. The oldest surviving former president weighing in on House Democrats' decision to open that impeachment inquiry against President Trump. Speaking in Nashville yesterday, Jimmy Carter said,
I'm very glad that the Speaker of the House has ordained that the investigation go forward and then decide whether or not to proceed with the actual impeachment.
Little progress on the union's core issues as the auto workers are striking GM for a 24th day. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Two arrests have been made in the murder of Joshua Brown. A key witness in the murder trial of former Dallas cop Amber Geiger, who was given 10 years last week for the murder of her neighbor, Botham John, who she shot last year inside his apartment that she says she mistook for her own. Brown was shot to death on Friday at his apartment complex in what police now say was a drug deal gone bad and unrelated to his testimony at that trial. American gymnast Simone Biles is now the most decorated female gymnast in history. She won her 21st World Championship medal yesterday in Germany, beating the previous female record of 20 medals. Former Vice President Joe Biden to announce a higher education plan that includes 2 years of free community college. The Biden campaign saying that giving free access to community college courses would cut the cost of a four-year degree in half. His plan would also invest $50 billion in high-quality job training programs, reduce student loan debt, and make more Pell Grants available. And here's another reason to get a dog if you don't already have one. Scientists say people who own dogs live longer. New research finding that dog owners are likely to live longer than people who don't have dogs, with a 24% lower risk of death from any cause. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.